Foster.
Listen, I watched something so cool over the weekend. James Corden, I don't know if you ever watch his shows. He's now based in Los Angeles for the last 6 years, Englishman, as well as Prince Harry and Meghan Markle also mm-hmm. must now live around there. So what he's done is, what he did was he invited Prince Harry onto his show, put him on top of an open, what do you call these open air tour buses?
Okay.
Those sightseeing buses.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, was the very first time in Harry's life that he was on an open top bus.
Of course, yeah. If you think about it.
Up until then, they weren't allowed to. If you're royal, mm-hmm. apparently you're not allowed to sit in an open top bus. I mm-hmm. suppose it's not for security reasons. Anyway, so James Corden got Harry on this open air bus and took him on a tour. You know, those typical tours through Los Angeles.
Yeah.
This famous person stays there. This is the best pizza over there.
Yes, this is this beach.
That's
Don't
it.
Go there. That kind of thing.
And then he asked him about The Crown. You watch The Crown.
Yes.
Which is a TV series loosely based on the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually really surprised at his answer. We'll share the episode with you. I thoroughly enjoyed it. There's even a part where he took him to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air's house, where they shot that TV show.
So cool.
Obviously owned by other people now.
Yeah.
Knocked on the door. Lady opens the door, the new owner. And Prince Harry, okay, I'm not going to tell you what happened next. You're going to have to go and watch it yourself.
And how do you feel about The Crown? They don't pretend to be news. It's fictional. But it's loosely based on the truth.
Yes.
Of course it's not strictly accurate.
Of course it's not.
But loosely...
But you do think loosely it does feel
it
like...
It gives you a rough idea about what that lifestyle and what the pressures of putting duty and service above family and everything else, what can come from that.
Who would you like to see play you?
Daniel Lewis?
Damian Lewis?
Damian Lewis, even.
Damian Lewis yeah. is a great shout!
Yeah.
I think Damian Lewis is you and me as William. That's casting.
It's not great casting, but it is casting.
He's got a great sense of humour, and a lot of what he said also helped me understand their situation a bit better. He's saying that he did not step away from the royal family and from being a prince. They just, mm-hmm. He just stepped down for now.
Okay.
So he's still very much involved. He still buys into all of that, but just for them, for their sake right now. And I think the British press had a massive role to play.
Yes.
He hates the British press more than he hates the TV show The Crown.
That's correct.
Because The Crown doesn't sell it as the truth, but newspapers and articles and stories about them sells it as facts. Mm-hmm.
And also they keep writing it as though it's just over the weekend I saw divorce from the royals. Like
no.
it keeps getting put out that way that even now when you said that I was like, oh,
no.
So it's not.
Once again, what it proves to you is wait until you hear it from the horse's mouth.
Mm, true.
Okay, wait until that person tells you. Literally, there's so much rubbish that journalists write across the world for those sensationalist mm-hmm. kind of magazines and stuff. It's like, what I'm reading is, how far is that from the truth? It's scary.
Wake up. With Martin Bester on Breakfast. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.